I'm going to introduce you now to a very special musician. You know, musicians tend to find each other, and there's a bond. There's a common bond of respect and recognition when musicians tend to find each other in interesting places. And I was at a local music store just the other day, Musicians Gear Zone, looking at bits and pieces. I was actually looking for a little amplifier that I needed to pick up. And there, sitting on a couch playing guitar beautifully, was a young musician who I discovered was my new friend. We call him Kazozo. Welcome to the studio, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm greetings to all the listeners of Palito Radio.
It's a wonderful thing to discover, as I said, when one bumps into a fellow musician and has the opportunity, without even literally 2 seconds after meeting, we were sitting jamming together and playing some interesting tunes.
Yes.
And I didn't know anything about you at all, and subsequently discovered that you have had an interesting life, a very interesting. Firstly, I want to explain to our listeners, Kazozo is blind. He doesn't have the gift of sight, and yet he has he's already picked up and mastered the art of playing guitar and performing beautifully. But it's been an interesting journey. Do you want to start us on that road? Where did it all begin for you?
You know, I think it all started when after I lost my eyesight, because I lost my eyesight at the age of 2 years. I'm from Newcastle. I was born in Newcastle. I think people will know that small town called Newcastle, Emachuba. So after losing this eyesight, it was a bit difficult for me to be involved in the rough games or the games that little boys will normally play. So this is where I started falling in love with radio. I started falling in love with music. That is when I started discovering that I could also sing. But from my family side, my father, especially my father's side, where there was a Kasamia group called Newcastle Fire Roses. That is when they played a vital role of developing the love of music in me. So then afterwards, my mother took me to a school for the blind, which was in Durban. So that is where I started learning music. Music was part of my subject since from primary school.
And obviously, the Tatamia was a natural start. But yes, then you got into the played form of music.
Yes.
You picked up an instrument. Being blind, it must have been incredibly difficult.
Yeah. It was difficult. I think in grade one, I started learning piano, the basics of piano. Then I think the piano it made it a bit easier for me to understand the range or the chord range of the guitar.
Uh-huh.
So when my friend introduced me to the guitar, it was a bit easy for me because I already had this formula, I can say.
So you had this sort of tonal understanding of what makes up a chord.
Yeah, what makes up a chord. So it was easy for me that I didn't want to go back to the piano. After that, I fell in love with the guitar since I was at the age of 11. I started playing the guitar. I left the piano like that. I continued with my guitar.
Well, let's take a listen to, we've got a couple of tracks that you put down shortly before joining us.
Yes.
Let's just take a listen to the first of those.
Okay.
I go by the name of Kazozo. I just want to present this cover version by Enrique Iglesias, titled I Can Be Your Hero. Please enjoy. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? Would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touch your lips? for the one you love. Holding me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss the weather, baby. I will stand by you forever. You say that you always been mine. Would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight.
Kazozo, beautiful music from the soul. Oh yeah, it's amazing. Just a single guitar and a voice that speaks of, well, I think it speaks of a lot of things. The emotion there is strong, and the power is, and the glory, as we say in that parlance. It's no secret that you were a very firm favorite of the late Zulu King. Yes. I believe that he heard you at some stage and took an interest in your development. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be invited in His Highness King Kutwel Zwelithini's 70th birthday in 2018. So, yeah, that is where he managed to discover my talent, or that is where he managed to see someone like me, and we started having a good relationship with him. Yeah.
So wow. So by royal patronage, you were projected from relative obscurity onto a very high platform at that stage.
Yes, yes. The king even organized, even bought me some, two of my guitars were bought by the king.
Wow.
Yes.
And his prince and princesses. And we met Princess Nandi the other day.
Yes.
She was with you at the music store.
Yes.
And I believe that obviously you come from Newcastle, but you're living in Ladysmith at the moment.
No, I'm living I live in Durban in most cases, but okay. I'm from Newcastle.
So you're living in Durban.
Yes.
And as obviously with COVID, it hasn't been easy to work much as a jobbing musician, as we say.
Yes.
But is this how you earn a living? Is this your full-time career?
Yes, this is my full-time career at the moment. It's my full-time career. I rely on it. I live it. I breathe it.
And you play solo, is that right?
Yes, I play solo. But it depends on the type of a gig. Sometimes I do have a band. So as you know, that it depends on if the person was able to could afford the band as well.
Okay.
Because it's a different price range if I have to perform with a band. As you know, that musicians are very expensive.
Well,
yes, yes.
But I think they're undervalued, generally speaking. Because
yes, we are.
Yes, should be paid a lot more money, in my humble opinion, but then that's a personal opinion.
Yes.
But music is a marvelous bringing together of people from all over, you know, all sorts, and plays a huge role in that thing the government's very keen on, this social cohesion, they call it.
Yeah.
But music and sport, those are the two elements that bring people together in a sense of joy and happiness, rather than, yeah, you know, the other way around. So, by my reckoning, the musicians in this country have done a massive job of helping people of disparate cultures to find each other, and you're a lovely example of that.
Yes.
Because although you have the traditional Isicathamiya background, and I'm sure many other forms, mm-hmm. you also play music that is accessible to all ears.
Yes, I do covers.
Yes,
as we've just heard.
We've got another one lined up. Let's take a listen. I think it's fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I go by the name of Bongani, but you guys can call me Kazos because that's my stage name. So I'm gonna do Redemption Song by the great Bob Marley. It goes something like this. Ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We fought in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing songs of freedom, 'cause all I ever have, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, all I ever have, redemption songs, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but to ourselves can free our mind. Have no fear for organic energy, 'cause none of them cannot stop us to time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. I thank you.
Kazozo, hey, I think that you would go down a treat at the Lifestyle Center. You know, there's a huge range of music that happens at the market and at Eat Street and now at the new studios as well. Yes. Live music performed by real musicians like yourself.
Yes.
I'm going to propose that the powers that be come and give you a listen on, and probably are listening to you right now, and I'm sure we can talk. Do you have a manager? Who looks after you?
Of course, my manager with me.
Okay.
He's my uncle, he's my manager, he's everything.
So how do we contact him?
Okay, his contacts are 081-395-1316. 081-395-1316. And then the email address is kazozo.bookings@gmail.com. Kazozo, it's K-H-A, just want to spell it, it's K-H-A-Z-O-Z-O .bookings@gmail.com.
And there it is, a fabulous talent, and
yes.
Available, now that the festive season is upon us, I'm sure there's going to be lots of demand for live music, and you play a cross-section, you play a lot of covers, beautifully, and I'm sure some traditional isiZulu music as well.
I'm an Afropop artist, so my songs are Afropop songs, and I've got my songs online. You can find them on YouTube, Spotify, and iTunes. I've got four of my singles online
under the Kazozo title.
Under Kazozo title, this.
So there it is. Check him out. YouTube, Spotify, online, Kazozo, my
iTunes.
Very special guest, and iTunes, of course.
Yes.
On this happy Tuesday, Kazozo, lovely to see you again, my friend. I look forward to jamming with you at the Lifestyle Center really soon.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dave. I really appreciate the opportunity that the Palito Radio has given me. I just want to give out my Facebook handle. It's Kazozo RSA Makaza. Kazozo RSA Makaza. Is Kazozo, it's K-H-A-Z-O-Z-O. Kazozo RSA Makaza.
And there we leave it for today. Our very special guest, Kazozo. And we look forward to hearing much more from a very talented South African artist.
I sincerely appreciate it. If I can just make this announce, this appeal, I'm looking for someone who can please assist me financially in making a music video. Because as an independent artist, I think most of people will know that it's very hard to do most of the things that an artist requires. So I'm just looking for someone who will be interested to assist in any way. As I left my numbers, it's 081-395-1316. 081-395-1316. We'll appreciate each and every type of assistance. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Well, we hope that someone comes forward and with big pockets and a big heart and helps you to realize that dream. Music video, of course, very important in the world that we live in today. That was Kazozo. He's a lovely musician, great guy. Hope to see him live at the Lifestyle Center soon. It's 24 minutes to 4 o'clock on 88. It's Chris Rea.